A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Hello, hello, show.
I don't know what I say.
Ooh, the Hello, Hello Show.
Welcome to the Hello, Hello Show, everybody.
Hey, it's season five, mix number five. Yay.
5.5.
Welcome to the Hello, Hello Show. Oh, man, this is the Taylor's version. We're calling this mix Taylor's version. Because there's no titis this week. Except for Taylor Swift.
And it's all about Taylor Swift. Literally, and even I always say like, oh, I'm not a Swiftie. Mm. But like, even this week, I was like, oh my gosh, yeah. Maring Taylor, this is on another level.
Yeah.
Kinilig ako. Kinilig ako. But since this is going to be Taylor's version, we're going to talk about, you know, all about Taylor Swift, a few little things about Taylor Swift and something that's connected with the Philippines also.
Yes.
But before that, actually, we do want to say that this is the Hello Hello Show that talks about everything and anything under the sun. Except for today, because today, we're talking about Taylor.
Anong nasabi mo kanina? Gago, kinilig ako.
Grabe, kinilig talaga. As in, gusto ko lang mag-defend ng slight.
Okay,
but,
okay.
But before we talk about Taylor Swift, actually, we do have a structure. We first talk about our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So that's called Where You Been, where we just update you on what we watched, where we went, what we ate, whatever, really.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you know, we're going to talk about
Taylor Swift. The TT for today is all about Taylor Swift. And also, we have got this a question, so we answer your questions, your burning questions. We have some from Spotify. We have some from Instagram, so we will answer those towards the end. You can jump straight to the timestamps if you want to skip to any of those right away. But I think we're getting started with Where You Been, right?
Yeah.
And I'm starting?
Okay, go.
Okay, I want to go on the record. I'm very, very sick right now.
He's a sick
duck. Dude, I never get sick.
Duck.
Dude, I never get sick. So,
you know. Mm. The thing with like people who never get sick, yeah. Once they get sick, it's like
the worst.
On another level.
It's the worst.
I get
you. Yeah. I think I get one time big time sick like once a year lang. And then I'm good for the rest of the year. So hopefully I'm paying my dues. But last week, grabe, because I'm in the States right now. If you guys missed the last mix, I arrived in the States last week. I'm leaving next week. So my first week here was pretty packed. I think that's a reason why I'm sick too. I'm just super exhausted. Because I arrived in San Diego I forgot what day. And then 2 days later, derecho ano, Las Vegas. So we drove to Las Vegas. I drove with my mom's friends. And we stayed there for 3 days. And dude,
on
I actually...
party bus.
We took a party bus full
Wait,
of...
You took a party bus from San Diego.
No. We took a regular car to Las Vegas, but then my mom was celebrating her 70th birthday there.
Woo.
And as expected of all the 70-year-olds, they booked a party bus.
Is that gonna be us?
Grabe, tapos ano? Tapos ano, tumatayo sila, kinakabahan ako, baka malaglag sila eh. They're you know, because you can dance on the party bus. There's like a stripper pool there. So, you know, man. And I don't know. It was different. I've never actually, believe it or not, I think I've only been on one party bus ever before that, maybe.
Mm-hmm. And you know, life is just one big party bus.
Yeah. But man, so that was the first night of activities. And then the next night, it was like the official birthday celebration. So... they booked a suite in one of the hotels called the Flamingo, and it was a beautiful suite. Have you seen on social media yung mga videos of that sphere thing in Las Vegas?
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, grabe ang laki
nga.
Like
people get dizzy and people get like motion sickness and stuff
inside. I didn't get to go inside, but outside of it, it's literally just a giant dome sphere na may lights na it's just projecting stuff. So from the outside, you see a bunch of advertisers who have used, I guess they put money into marketing on the sphere. So it's just like a light show. Grabe ang laki nga, it's so big, dude. And from the suite of my mom's birthday celebration, we had a great view of that. There's also a Ferris wheel called the High Roller. Para siyang London Eye, I'm guessing, right? Yeah. I don't know how big the London Eye, but ang laki nga. But a mahal lang ticket, so I didn't ride. It's like $40 para lang mag Ferris wheel. The ride. Yeah. Tapos ano, may kasabay ka sa loob ng ano. Because the ball thingy, yung ball na whatever, is so big. Ang laki pa lang, ha? I saw it from up close.
So you can be like a group.
Yeah, you can be a group. And you can, apparently you can drink in there too if there's like a special like one that you can get where you can bring alcohol. But yeah, so that was like my mom's celebration. In between all that, of course, I was in Las Vegas. I said I might as well gamble. And I actually won a lot of money.
Wow. I saw your Instagram story.
Oh my God. I got so lucky. This a business. Dude, I got so lucky. It was crazy. I actually didn't have any cash when I first arrived there. So nagkita mo ng $100 sa mama ko. And I turned that over the course of like 3 days into like $600. It was crazy, man. I was just playing one game called Craps, but I played the machine version because I don't want to deal with like the people and the money and stuff. So man, it was a good time. And then so I bought some basketball shoes because yung advantage sa Las Vegas walang ano sales tax yata or something like that.
Okay.
And the other highlight of my trip, other than winning and then hanging out with my mom for her birthday, was I met some of my friends from my work here in San Diego. So they worked in the movie theater. So Sean and Mike, shout out to my boy Sean and Mike. They moved to Las Vegas kasi walang tax whatever sa salary nila or something like that. So they moved here. And we ate at this place called Best Friend, which is owned by Roy Choi. Kilala mo ba si Roy Choi, yung chef?
No.
No. You might, maybe if you search him, you've probably seen him. Roy Choi. It's his restaurant. And grabe, it was really so delicious. It was the yung parang we had the chef's tasting menu or whatever.
Okay.
And it was just a bunch of different like Korean fusion food. And medyo upscale yung place, but for the price, okay naman. Kasi grabe mahal ng food dito, so all things considered, I think it was pretty affordable. Although they paid naman so malamang affordable.
So you pulled the
they offered. And then after that, yun, diretso kami Las Vegas. And then the next day, diretso kami back to San Diego. We drove. The next day, kasal ng pinsan ko. So it was my cousin's wedding. So congratulations to Clint and Mia. They got married. Dude, it's I don't know why it's so, if it's baka yung culture or whatever dito. Dude, they literally dance for like 4 hours yung party. Di ba sa Pilipinas, when I host a wedding, parang sumasayaw lang sila for like 1 hour and then umiinom na lang sila.
I mean, it really depends. I think especially if you invite a lot of your friends and not really mostly family that you don't know. Kasi can you imagine if it's like your cousins who are the same age, tas sobrang dami mo ding friends from college or work.
Right.
You know, I feel like that would be more conducive for dancing for 4 hours.
True.
Instead of like a bunch of your titos and titas na hindi naman kilala. You know what I mean? Like, I know I always hate on like inviting people to your wedding na hindi mo naman kakilala just because your parents or your titas or whatever said na
you should bring them.
I mean, I think it really depends on who you invite. But I've hosted a couple weddings na ganun.
Talaga? Like, in 3 to 4 hours?
Like 2 to 3 hours. Like, sumasayaw lang sila and I'm like, wow, this is super cool.
Feel ko yun yung final nail in the coffin for me. That's why I got super sick. Yeah, kasi di naman ako sumasayaw. Alam mo naman yun You know me. I don't really dance, but like
paano yung yung normal mo na sayaw? Yung parang go-to
ganun dance. Chicken dance lang yun Ganun lang Left, right, that's my ganun.
Fist in the air.
Yeah, ganun lang. Pero may mga pinsan ako magaling sumayaw as in they like,
I saw.
Di ba ang galing nila sumayaw?
Yeah,
but it was a great time, man. And ang ganda ng venue. It was in the Marriott Hotel in downtown San Diego. Ang ganda ng view. There's like a view of the harbor and the sunset. It was like a beautiful wedding. Ang sarap ng food. Hindi ko alam kung nagka-food poisoning nga sa food, pero walang ibang nagkasakit eh. So I feel like it's just me, honestly. It's just me that just, I messed up my body from all the activities. But dude, it was a great time. Like the after party was probably one of the best after parties I've been to sa wedding. They played all the bangers from the 90s to the 2000s. My K-pop, my mga rock music. Grabe, ang galing ng DJ. Kasi the DJ of that wedding, when I was still going to school here in San Diego, there is something called 90s Night or whatever. It's at this event. It's an event called Hickeys and Dry Humps. Yun yung name ng event.
Hickeys what and Dry Humps.
Yeah, legit, dude.
I'm surprised that's not like a worldwide like, famous restaurant. Yeah.
Hickeys and Dry Humps. So, naalala, before, we would go to the Hickeys and Dry Humps events kasi ang ganda ng music and ang galing ng DJ. So, I guess, you know, over time, they've still been going. I didn't know that they were still ongoing. So, Mia, my cousin, actually booked the DJ ng Hickeys and Dry Humps for her wedding because we used to go there 10 years ago. So, it's pretty crazy. It's like full circle.
Cool. Galing. So, Mia is your cousin.
Mia's my cousin. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
But you've known the fiancé even before? Or like
I met Clint last year. They've been together for a few years na. Super tahimik na gaya. Super tahimik. Okay. Super quiet. Pero nung wedding nga, he was grinding on everybody! I have a video of him grinding on me. Because he's super bataka. Para siyang magic mic. Dude, okay, he took off his shirt one time.
Oh my gosh, it was so fun, man.
I've never seen it.
Even sulit na wedding. Actually, you might super. As well, if you're going to throw a party, might as well have fun.
Yeah, man. For real. And now I'm just recovering. So I've been missing out on a lot of activities. Pumunta sila sa zoo kanina, but I wasn't feeling well.
You can.
But I'm hoping to recover kasi Wednesday, pupunta kami sa the Land of Dreams, Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
And kasi I haven't been to Disneyland since I left. Mm-hmm. Tapos, before I left here, wala pa yung Avengers Campus and wala pa yung Star Wars Chorva na bago.
Did they already have, even before, like when you left, didn't they already have like food na parang Asian food around like Disneyland?
Asian food?
Kasi I saw this one TikTok like trying like Asian inspired or Asian whatever food in Disneyland. Tapos meron na yung mga musubi or like.
Ah, talaga?
Yeah, I think meron na ring lumpia or something. Talaga? Parang ganun. Oh.
I don't remember, to be honest.
But, yeah.
Kasi when I would go before, tinitira ko lang yung mga iconic, yung mga turkey leg, yung corn dog sa Main Street, tapos yung Dole Whip na, alam mo yun, yung Dole Whip na pineapple
I've seen that and I've always wanted to try it, sarap siya. But I don't have any like,
budget.
No, and I also know that it's also expensive.
Mahal. Yeah.
I mean,
it was expensive even before I left. So I'm guessing now it's even more so. So that's happening on Wednesday. And then again, sa Friday, lilipad kami ni Kuya Jed, pinsan ko.
Paano lilipad?
Lipad, ganun. If only you guys could see what we were doing. We're gonna fly to Las Vegas for one night, overnight lang, kasi papanoodin namin si Bill Burr, my favorite comedian. Okay. Yeah, so I'll update you guys on that next week. But that's pretty much my week, man. So congratulations, Clint and Mia. Happy wedding. And Finn, how about you, Rika? What did you do this week?
Well, last week, since we recorded, I actually went to the International Women's Podcast Awards.
Oh, wow.
Because, yeah, it's something that I saw because I joined this like newsletter or whatever on Google or on Gmail. I don't know how it works, but I get email from like people who work in the audio industry here in the UK. And then I saw that they have free tickets for the International Women's Podcast Awards. And I'm like, okay, I want to go. I might, meet people and kind of just like literally get myself out there because it's super easy to connect with someone. And I just realized this after the event, after like quote unquote networking. It's just so easy when, let's say, you're interviewing for a job or you're meeting someone or whatever, alam mo yun, mm. and then you say, oh, I met them at this event, or oh, I know this person, I met them. Di ba parang mas madaling
yeah.
to kind of like break the ice.
Connects. That.
So yeah. even if I did not know anybody in that event, literally not a single soul, mm. I just went in. And I just put my big girl pants on and I just networked. And I literally like, oh, hi, I'm Rika. I'm from the Philippines. I have a podcast. You know, I want to be a producer, blah, blah, blah. And I even approached, this is such a cool thing because I approached the founder of the event. Her mm. name is Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
And then apparently she worked with somebody I know, like from the Philippines.
Okay.
So she worked with somebody I know from the Philippines, and parang sobrang small world lang that she knows somebody from the Philippines, and that person, I know that person.
Sino like literally, yun? Kilala mo?
We were yeah, si Tisha, we were from the same org in UPLB, and yeah, I know her, like she's my friend.
Oh, nice.
So parang sobrang small world lang, and it was just really nice. And although I do want to say, because I like kind of like analyzing, you know, my experiences like that. Uh-huh. But looking back at like networking events, because I've been to a few career fairs where you kind of have to network and, you know, talk to people, like small talk, literally small talk.
Small talk.
Literally, it's the worst.
It's a life skill.
You it's need a life to learn skill, it. And it's the worst if you have anxiety, because you have to not take it personally when they introduce you, they introduce themselves to you, and then they tell you about themselves, blah, blah, blah. They ask you about yourself, blah, 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 and then they leave. Yeah. Kasi ganun naman talaga eh, yung parang hindi ka magbababad sa isang tao.
Mm.
And I'm like, I really had to remind myself before going into that event that that will be the case, and I don't have to be embarrassed if people kind of like move on.
Mm.
Yung ganun. So parang medyo nasasanay na ako. And then I met these people who have what do you call this? A podcast in New York. They're from New York. And they flew in for the awards. And they won actually like the top award of the night. Oh my gosh. If only I can remember the podcast. I have to like write it down. But I did meet a couple of people who were very interesting. Also, I met the host of Sliding Doors in the event. It's kind of like a podcast where she interviews people who are celebrities or who were in the limelight, and then parang interview niya like what's on the other side of their life, parang mm. ganun, which is really cool. And then oh my gosh, nakalimutan ko na ko ano yung like kung sino yung nanalo dun sa top award. But anyway, yeah, so I met a lot of cool people. There were free drinks. So at the middle of the night, like during the award ceremony, medyo buzzed na ako, which was good because it's like the right amount of buzz.
Okay.
So that you can have confidence when talking to people. And then I also met the founder of this one like fellowship that I've always wanted to apply for. Although hindi na sila tumatanggap ng applications, I kind of just introduced myself.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, I don't know if medyo ballsy yung ginawa ko. Kasi the fellowship is about, it's called the Multitrack Fellowship. And basically, they take in people from the audio industry, like editors or podcast editors, video editors, mga ganun-ganun, who are in the minority. Basically, so like Asian or like African, like basta sa minorities,
okay.
Yeah, so tinanong ko siya, parang, did you ever have a Filipino in your fellowship? Yung parang feeling ko, in on the spot ko siya. But hopefully, you shouldn't take it like, you know, in the wrong way. Kasi I just really wanted to ask, you know. So, kasi mali mo, di ba?
True.
Connect or whatever.
True.
So, it was really nice to like talk to her. Her name is Lisa. And
wait, what was her answer?
No.
Okay. Okay.
So if ever I get
bang,
I'd be the first one. No, bang. I'm just kidding. But anyway, what do you call this? And then I met another person. Her name is Uditi, and she's from India. And we're kind of like on the same like boat. Kasi kaka-graduate niya lang, and then she wants to get into the industry. She wants to get a career out of this. Mm. Blah blah blah. So parang we really connected. And honestly, like, I've always, Kasi nga, I despise small talk. So when, it was almost at the end of the night anyway. So medyo nagbabad ako sa kanya. And I really wanted to get a connection out of it and not just like, hey, hi, follow me on LinkedIn, blah, 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 ganun, ganun. So,
dude, I've never used that ever. Follow me on LinkedIn.
Exactly. Ako din. Nagulat din ako that I kind of have to like update my LinkedIn. You have to beef it up.
Ano ba, wait, what do you put on LinkedIn? Kasi sometimes okay, I go to LinkedIn. So, may mga parang Facebook siya na ewan eh.
Yeah. So there are posts. There are posts. And it would be nice if you have like, I think the best thing about LinkedIn is that you can actually talk to someone who, like, let's say CEO of some company or like hiring manager of some company. Mm. And this is where you talk to them personally. Kasi may message, like literally parang may Facebook Messenger on LinkedIn.
Yes.
So it's kind of like a professional Facebook for me.
Right.
Yeah.
But what do you put on your profile, if ever? Like work or what?
Yeah, if you have a podcast or like if you went on a webinar or you got a certificate for digital marketing, yung mga ganun ganun. Something that, like things that you don't usually post on Facebook or on your Instagram.
Mm.
So basically, it's a professional like social media website. It's also so different on LinkedIn kasi makikita mo talaga how like pag talagang tumingin ka sa profile sa mga tao, you feel like crap most of the time kasi may mga iba din na, oh, I started 2 non-profits and I'm like the VP of this financial tech company. Tapos parang ako, and I'm here, you know.
Yeah, akin may gap na eh. 2021, last entry ko sa ano eh.
So job experience. Like, you have to like beef it up.
Damn.
So anyway, that was such a really nice event. It was nice because it's not just a professional event, it was also an awards night. So parang celebration talaga siya. So it wasn't really like all about networking or getting something out of it.
Mm.
So my free drinks, my free food. I even brought Ryan along.
Nice.
Because it's a party, you know.
True.
It's at this place called The Conduit in London. And I think madaming ganun sa London. Yung mga parang members only place. Yung members only. Tapos
exclusive.
Siya. Ganun, exclusive. Maraming ganun. And then the night was really nice. I felt like I was with the people, like my people. You know what I mean?
Your peeps. Your people.
My peeps. And speaking of awards, actually, this week I also got news that my radio documentary that I made for my master's program is actually nominated for an award.
Oh, sheesh!
I know! I was so happy because I think hindi ako personally yung nag-submit for the award.
Mm.
I think it's my university that did it for me. But it's up for the, like, best student, I don't know, video documentary award. Yeah. So, pinakinggan ko yung mga, obviously, bilang ano ako, like, I have anxiety or whatever. Pinakinggan ko yung other, like, the 2 other nominees. And obviously, they're really good. They're really good. So, parang kinabahan ako ng slight. Oh my God. But either way, I'm still gonna come to the awards night. You know, there are people there who
so, if you win, akit ka sa stage?
Sana.
Oh, shit.
That would be really nice. But hopefully I win. Fingers crossed, everybody.
Damn.
And then, what else did I do? This week was just a lot of VOs. And then, actually, yesterday, I went to my first Christmas market of the season. Kasi here, parang...
Yeah, you talked about it last year.
Yeah, last year I talked about it. But basically, how I would describe it is, you know how during like holiday season, like in Eastwood or BGC, like may mga tiyangge, diba? Tapos some people sell their own like earrings or like yung their baked goods or whatever. So parang ganun din. And then here, the Christmas market, I think it's like, parang magkakakonekta sila eh. Even if you go to another part of the UK, there's another Christmas market there. This means, and pare-parehas yung makikita mo, like there's a hot dog stand that has the same brand, or like a hot chocolate stand that has the same brand, ganun. So parang hindi ko alam if it's like a chain or something.
Okay.
But we went there. It's the Christmas market in South Bank, which is near the bridge in Harry Potter. If you guys remember the bridge in Harry Potter na nasira, yung parang may mga dementors na
sa part 3. Sa part 3.
Sa, what do you mean?
Sa part 3 ng movie?
No. Sa Deathly Hallows. Yung Millennium Bridge. Oh, search it now. Okay. Search it now. And then you'll see, you'll get reminded.
Gets.
It's the bridge na nasira kasi parang iniikot-ikutan siya ng mga dementors. Or hindi dementors, but like the bad people.
I see it.
The bad people in Harry Potter. But yeah. Oh,
nga. Okay.
Yeah, it's that bridge. But we went there, we took some photos because honestly at night, it is the best photo spot, I think, in that area.
Hmm.
And then, yeah, we just got hot chocolate. And I think for me, that's such a nice, like, affordable date, like date night spot. Punta ka lang sa Christmas market, even if you don't buy anything, it's just nice to look at because there are pretty lights. You can look at a lot of like crafts and honey or whatever. lagi sin nagbebenta ng like jars of honey for some reason.
Well, so lagi, maganda yun lagi, sa Christmas, diba?
Yeah, exactly. So like, laging may hot dog stand. Mm. Laging may hot chocolate stand. Tapos, obviously, like may mulled wine. Have you ever tried mulled
wine? No, what is mulled wine?
It's hot wine. It's hot wine with spice and like cinnamon and nutmeg in it and stuff like that. And it's like big here in the UK. But yeah, I've tried it last year. Pero parang, I don't know. It's just nice for Christmas, I guess. Okay. Pero hindi siya something that you would drink all year round.
Right.
Yeah, because like warm wine.
Mm.
And then what else? Today, actually, I want to tell you about my day today because I just got home from work and I work as a part-time barista in this coffee shop called Coffee Genius. And then today was actually one of my few shifts that I had a lot of people coming in. And thankfully, nakapag-practice na ako back in the Philippines when I get a lot of customers in. And literally, I had to like turn on a switch in me so that I can accommodate everybody, even if they had to wait like 10 minutes for a single drink. Ganon, yung parang, you know how when like flight attendants have that like, hi, oh my gosh, did I forget your drink? I'll get that for you. Yung ganon, yung parang, on a normal day, I wouldn't be like this, but I have to be because I don't want people to get mad at me for not serving them coffee. I'm so sorry. But yeah, it was a really fun day. And actually, I don't know. I made a mental note about this, but I feel like I want to recommend you a YouTube channel that I feel like you would enjoy.
What's it called?
Okay? It's his name is called Average Rob. And I feel like I've told you this before already, but feeling ko talaga magugustuhan mo yung content niya. As in. And the reason why.
Oh, the one with Cody Cole. He has videos with Cody Cole.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the reason why I think you would kind of like quote unquote get along is because you kind of dress alike.
What does that mean? Explain yourself. Explain it to everyone.
Okay naman ah. Okay naman ah. So anyway, I think you'll enjoy the content of Average Rob. Kasi like, basta it's like, it's really well produced and well shot and everything. Pero yung mismong message nung like whole video is like, nanggagago lang sila. Basically, they're just having fun in life. It's pure entertainment. And I recommend you guys to watch Average Rob on YouTube. And if you really want to get entertained, watch the 3-part series where he trained for Iron Man. Iron Man for just like 6 months, which is insane because people train for Iron Man for years. Years. So, yeah, I recommend that if you guys have, you know, free time or whatever. Pero promise na, alala ko talaga nakita ko yung picture ni Average Rob. Like, parang ano? Parang kay itsura ni JC Manome.
I see the vibes. I get it.
So yeah, they're Belgian. So it's really cool because sometimes in their videos, they would speak English, Belgian, and French all in one. And they made a song with Diplo? Hindi.
Diplo?
With, no, not Diplo, but another DJ. Another producer. Producer. Yeah. So anyway, I think that's it for me. Yeah. Finn,
all right. Wapow, we're talking about Taylor Swift today. Literally. Taylor's version, because that's really all that was popping this week. And I saw it all over my X, my everywhere. Instagram, my TikTok. So, Rika G, bakikiniliga, tell us all about it. Okay.
First of all, the first video that I saw of this whole Taylor's weekend was after the concert in Argentina,
yeah.
She ran towards Travis Kelce and then hugged him and kissed him. Like, they were like two teenagers, and it was for everybody to see, because it was right outside the tent and it was on stage kind of, and people zoomed in on their phones and stuff like that. Like, literally everybody cheered when they hugged and kissed.
Uh-huh.
So imagine, okay, this is for me what it kind of felt like. Imagine going home from work and then like hugging and like running towards your joa, running towards your boyfriend or girlfriend, thus hugging them after your work. Is basically, ito yung work ni Taylor Swift, di ba?
Right.
Like the Eras Tour, di ba? She's a performer. Tapos parang yung that feeling, parang na-feel ko sa kanya na, oh my gosh, yung boyfriend ko nandito, yay! Yung ganon. Yung, can you imagine, let's say, paglabas mo ng building mo after your, you know, your corporate job, paglabas mo ng building mo, nandun yung jowa mo, may dalang flowers or whatever, kind of just like standing cute there. Feeling ko ganon yung feeling, and I super disagree with people saying that, oh, this is just for PR. Oh, I feel like this is a PR move. My opinion with that, even if it is for PR, let's say sinabi sa kanya ng manager niya or whatever na, uy, dyan kayo sa labas paglandian ah, or whatever. Feeling ko pa din, I feel like you can't fake that. That, you. Sobrang kinilig ako dun sa parang maliit na run. You know, that mini run.
Yeah. Like, you guys should see Rika's face right now.
It was so... Kinikilig ako. Like, nagbo-blush ako ngayon. Kasi wala lang. It was so cute. And then another thing happened. Tell them about it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so during the performance of one of her songs called Karma off of the Midnights album... apparently that song, I didn't know, because I don't really follow all of like Taylor Swift's music.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently that song is actually in reference to her ex-boyfriend before, I see, Joe Alwyn, who was with him for like 5 or 6 years, right? For quite a while, right?
Yeah, they were together for a long time.
Yeah, and the line in one of the songs, Karma is the guy on the screen running straight home to me. However, during her performance in Argentina, she changed the lyrics. Because if you didn't know, Travis Kelce, the guy she's dating, plays for a team called the Kansas City Chiefs, right? NFL team. So she changed it to, Karma is the guy on the Chiefs running straight home to me.
Guys, this is top tier landian. Imagine you're like the top pop music icon in the world, and you have the power to like pakiligin yung buong mundo in that way.
Ang ganda ng reaction. Did you see the reaction ni Travis Kelce?
Ang ganda ng reaction.
Ang cute. Yun yung cute for me.
Ang cute. Diba? Yung parang lalong. Ang cute lang.
And apparently, I don't know if this is confirmed or anything. I just saw a tweet na Travis Kelce has been to more Taylor Swift shows than Joe Alwyn or something like that. Hindi, totoo.
Oh my God, may ganun.
Parang ganun eh. Parang ganun. Yeah,
and honestly, I feel like it's also a full circle, because these are just rumors. And sabi-sabi lang naman to. Mm. But it's like a full circle because Joe Alwyn and a lot of her other boyfriends kind of like hide her from the spotlight. You know what I mean? Like they hide their relationship. And I totally get it, because it was a different time. It was a different time for her and her life and her career. And there might have been a good reason to hide the relationship.
Okay.
But yeah, parang for this to happen and for her to change the lyrics on this song specifically, parang full circle. Kasi ngayon, they're so public with it. And they're so like lovey-dovey everywhere. Really.
I was actually curious. What were you going to ask?
Okay. No, I was going to ask, what do you think about, let's say, it is really a PR stunt. Let's say, sabihin natin, PR stunt siya. Can it also be real?
Yeah, I think so.
Kasi diba, parang pwede din naman eh.
I mean, just right? Just everything that's happened alone in the last few, I guess, months. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's been huge business for the NFL. It's been huge business for social media. So I'm guessing they do some sort of parang review every week yung team ni Taylor. Baka maybe they have a team with Travis Kelce's team. I bet you there's some behind the scenes team that is like analyzing all this stuff and saying, here's the numbers from what happened this week. Here's what people like, blah, blah, blah. But I don't think they tell them what to do. I just think that they just look at it and say, like, this is what's happening. I don't know. Feel ko lang.
It could be. This is honestly, we're just living in Taylor's world right now.
Did you know that, so I was looking up kung paano sila nagbeat. Because medyo, it kind of came out of nowhere for me, yung Travis Kelce thing. Apparently, though, I don't know if... I think he said it on a podcast or something. See, Travis Kelce. He went to like her concert before. Di ba uso yung friendship bracelet sa mga Taylor Swift shows or whatever? Apparently, he tried to give his number on a friendship bracelet to Taylor Swift, pero hindi nga nabigay or something like that. That was his shooting a shot with her before. But I don't know exactly how they and eventually ended up like talking further. But ang cute ng ano. Start like that's he actually tried to give a friendship
that's cute but I totally agree with you na parang maybe they don't tell them what to do pero there might be like an overview
my data like, analysis yan for sure
parang, wait it might be cute if you know you kind of like hold hands together whatever diba yung ganun so yeah, it's just a whole like kilig moment over the weekend for Taylor Swift. And for me, for people to kind of like shoot this down as just a PR stunt, parang feeling ko, maybe, I don't know, if you haven't really experienced anything like that before. Yung, alam mo yun, yung parang you're so giddy and whatever. And
it's only been a few months, right? Like, hasn't it only been like 3 months though, high key?
Yes, actually, September, I think they... officially told the whole world that they were together at like on like September, but
would you change a lyric for someone after only 3 months? Real talk.
Real talk. Walang makaka-relate sa ganun kasi not everybody is a global superstar.
Yeah, that's true.
Walang makaka-relate sa ganun na parang alam mo yung mga trends sa TikTok na ano yun. Put a finger down if you're a global superstar and you change the lyrics to Karma in a concert in Argentina with your NFL boyfriend.
Oh, boom. Bam. True that. Man.
Yeah. So, I mean, we can honestly talk about Taylor Swift all day.
Sabi na Marisa messaged me. She said, help, I'm so kilig for Taylor. I hope he's the one affected. Gago.
Ako kahit na sabihin ko na hindi ako masyadong invested like all the time with Taylor Swift, but I hope he is the one. Can you imagine?
Nagkita kasi I saw that ano yung video kay ano sa Twitter muna si ano si Suzy si yeah. Tim Gambo doon ko nakita eh.
Cause it's really cute. Wala lang.
Oh man.
Alright.
Anything caption nga tang ina.
I wonder what album we're gonna get next.
Right.
It's probably like full of rainbows and butterflies and other stuff.
Yeah. But anyway, so just on that note, since there wasn't much TTs, and before we move on to where you've been, I remember last mix I talked about before leaving for the States, we went to an event called Swiftchella, which was run by Club Red PH. So this is not sponsored, by the way, or anything. Like, I just really enjoyed that event. And I just found out that Club Red PH has another Taylor Swift event happening in December. And they have tickets because when Swiftchella, the tickets came out, nasold out sila agad. Eh. Not agad, but they sold out. So really the earlier you get in on this, the better you should, I mean, the better. So it's called Swift Fest, and it's happening on, kailan ba to? Basta December. Nakikita ko dito. Ito, December 16 in McKinley Whiskey Park, which is the same venue as yung Swift Chela. And it looks like, based on what I'm understanding, it para siyang same lang as the Swift Chela. I don't know if they have guest performers. I'm guessing there will be some sort of. Thus there, so Gen Ad is 500, VIP is 750. May kasama ng two drinks na whatever na Taylor Swift theme na may whiskey, blah, blah, blah.
Wait, I'm about to sneeze.
No, go ahead, sneeze. But yeah, check it out, Swift Fest. Go to Club Red PH on Instagram. You can check out all the details there. And the tickets are officially on sale. Maybe you'll see me there. Yeah,
I know. But even if, let's say, it would be the same thing as Swiftchella, which just happened. I feel like if you're a fan of something, especially when you're in a fandom, it doesn't matter how many times it happens. Yeah. You will be there. Because I can imagine, ako, like, I'm a big fan of BTS. And if I go to a concert, and then I go to a fan meet, and then I go to a, like, a video screening, I will go. Even if it's the same people, even if it's the same songs, I don't care. So I get it. I get it that they have, like, these events every couple of months. Yeah. You want, especially if it's, you know, like, let's say you really can't go to a concert, a Taylor Swift concert. You will get the closest thing that you can get.
So if you have a chance, yeah, go check it out. Get the tickets. I guess the last time they sold out, like, a month or so before the actual thing. And it's already November. So feel ko, it might sell out within the next few days. So
I wonder if, so this is a fan club, like, para yeah. Official fan club, right? I wonder if Taylor Swift's team knows about
this. I'm sure they do. Probably. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, I met a Leche fan there.
Really?
Nung Swift Chela.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I forget their name, but they said that they listened to Hala Hala Show ever since ever. So that was really cool.
Amazing. I'm sure that person will be so happy that we have the Hala Hala Show Taylor's version.
True.
Oh my gosh. Grabe. Thank you, Taylor Swift, for the kilig this week.
Yeah.
Grabe,
thanks for the content.
Tayo, pare. As in, numi-level up na tayo. Ang saya-saya. Oh gosh. All right. I guess that's Wapow.
Wapow, yeah. Let's do some Gatas of Questions. We got a bunch on Spotify as well as on Instagram. This one Instagram. From Spotify mismo. Actually, let me read some of the comments also. Because some people commented, sabi ni No Chaser, ayoko rin ng frogs. Because we talked about my fear of frogs, di ba? Kian says, okay, how do you handle your finances during your early professional career? That's a good question.
The thing is, I think we kind of have to dissect it. Because the thing is, when you're early in your career, you really don't have a lot of money.
True.
At first. So parang di mo alam papaano siya. Paano siya i-budget.
Gastos, budget.
Kasi, let's say, maliit lang yung nakukuha. Budget mo pa ba yun? I think, for me, when I first got my paycheck, you know, parang medyo nakapag-ipon-ipon na ako, I think the smart thing that I did was kind of like spend it. Like, I enjoyed it.
They always say you should spend your first paycheck because, you know, just because.
Enjoy it. Or maybe if, let's say, may mga utang ka or meron ka talagang bayarin, put it there para makahinga ka so that when you eventually get more money in the future, that's when you can actually budget sa wants, needs, bills. So recently, actually, I kind of applied it in my own life because obviously this year was financially was a big struggle because I really had to spend my life savings and it dwindled down significantly. So eventually, when I had this part-time job, nakakuha na ako ng pera. So first, when I got my, a few paychecks here and there, malit pa naman, ganyan kasi on probation ka pa, I kind of spent it on stuff that I want. And then obviously, parang half nun would be for the bills and stuff. Pero literally, nauubo siya every month, which is not advisable. And then eventually, when I already kind of had a little bit more, nung tumataas na yung pay, that's when I started the 50-30-20 rule.
Hey, I do the same thing. Yeah, 50-30-20, man.
It's really easy. It's really easy. Mm-hmm. So 50 for your bills and everything that you need. And then 30 for your wants.
Discretionary, yeah. Discretionary spending.
And then 20 for your savings. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't need to be like half sa savings, tapos half sa needs. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think that's easy. How about for you?
Yeah, I was going to say 50-30-20 is my go-to budgeting rule. Although over time, kasi when you're not used to it, you need to really write it all down. I know a lot of people, I've helped a lot of people with starting a budget. They really don't realize how much they spend kasi until you write it down. Tapos malalaman mo lang bigla, like at the end of the month, oh, grabe nang, naka 4K ako sa Grab Food, parang ganun, di ba?
Yeah.
You don't realize it. You don't realize it. But over time, hindi ko na, ano eh. I mean, I still list all my expenses, like if I swipe my credit card or whatever. But if I have cash, hindi ko na tinatansya lahat yun eh. I just kind of, I know in my mind that this is kind of how much I should be able to spend, how much I should be putting away. And yeah, 50-30-20, it's a legit thing. Like, look it up online. As before, dati binabaliktad ko yung 30 and yung 20 eh. I would save 30. Because I don't really buy stuff, right?
Yeah.
So yung 20%, yun na lang yung paggastos ko.
You buy Crocs.
Crocs! I love Crocs. Dude, nakita ko yung Shrek na Crocs dito, pare. I was gonna buy that shit, bro.
The excitement. No. I mean, for a person who hates frogs,
dude,
and to buy the Shrek Crocs.
Well, kasi hindi naman siya palaka eh. No. The Shrek's an ogre, bro.
But still, it's like green and it has like...
Nah. Tapos meron din yung elf. Alam mo yung elf ni Will Ferrell? Meron din yung elf na Crocs na kita ko sa Vegas.
Crocs, please hit us up.
Dude.
We can literally talk about you for hours. Okay?
Ang ganda. Ang daming variations ng Crocs dito. Like versus sa Crocs Philippines.
Ano yun?
Gibbets.
Gibbets.
Pero yung gibbets, I don't know if it's bad or not. Binibili ko lang yung mga third party na gibbets. Yeah, bawal ba yun?
Actually.
Is that?
I mean, it's not. I don't think it's bad.
Right? It's not. May copyright ba yung gibbets in Crocs? No naman, di ba? Because you can buy like design shit for other shoes. So
yeah, di ba? Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Do you have Crocs? No.
Look, here's the thing. Big Crocs fan. I was a big Crocs fan before in high school. Because I used to do swimming training after school. Mm. So what I did was, I bought I think it's called the Mary Jane or the Mary something design of Crocs, which kind of looks like a school shoe. As in, para talaga siyang pang school.
Okay.
But it's rubber. So after school, I would just take off my socks and I would use that as my slippers. So I was a big fan of Crocs before.
And then I'm feeling an and then.
And then I kind of just like outgrew my Crocs phase. I know. But I used to have gibbets. I used to, buy different colors and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I kind of just I outgrew that phase.
Yung gibbets ko na Dragon Ball eh. Mayroon Vegeta, Goku. Yeah, ngayon.
Okay.
But I also have some legit gibbets from the Crocs store. Mahal eh. Mahal ng gibbets.
Mahal.
What the fuck? Mahal ng gibbets. Why?
Yeah.
It's just little plastics.
And I think that's the reason why there are a lot of
third party
ones.
Grabe, mahal ng gibbet. It's like, it's crazy. Yeah. Like letter J lang, it's like 300 pesos. Why? What the fuck? Wait, why would I put a letter J anyway? But I'm just saying, like,
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. From Jank Kreisner. Actually, it's not really a question. It's more of a comment. Remember when we were talking about how some people listen to us in the shower, maybe, or in the gym?
Yeah.
Jank Kreisner says, "Yo, I listen to you guys while I work out and as I shower. Ang slow ng internet ko sa shower, so I always download an episode or two and passively listen. Thanks for the show, really. O, di ba?
Yes. Uy, you have to remind them now.
Ah, na yan.
Uy, magkaskas ka ng kilikili mo.
Behind the ears.
Okay. Another squat. One more.
And also another final comment from P. Aldrino says, Rica, same sa kapag naririnig ko yung The Expendables movie, I also think of The Incredibles.
Gosh. Mrs. Incredible, honestly.
Have you seen the Mrs. Incredible is thick? Memes. She's pretty thick.
Though. I mean, I was about to say na parang feeling ko yung gumawa ng Mrs. Incredible na character. Mm. Maybe there's kind of like a sexual innuendo. Mm.
She's pretty thick. Lalo na sa second movie. She is, I don't know. It's weird.
It's weird. I'm attracted to it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, speaking of Pixar, have you seen the trailer for it? Looks good, huh?
No, I haven't, but I saw a lot of clips.
Of anxiety? Do you see the anxiety?
Of anxiety. Yeah. I kind of can relate.
I get it. Yeah. But I'm getting it. It's like, oh shit, mm-hmm. That's kind of what I feel like it looks like if it was a emoticon or an emoticon. Ano tawag din? Hindi siya emoji. Emotion. 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 All right. From Instagram, now, this is a good question. From Jack Sanchez says, have you guys traveled solo before? Any tips for solo travels?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Have I?
I've done it a lot.
I know you have. So I think you'd be more, you know, appropriate to answer this question.
Yeah. When I travel alone, I usually, you need to have a bigger budget usually because usually pag may... If you're gonna end up doing stuff, usually it's catered to groups, eh? Diba? So, minsan, you have to pony up a little bit more. Or pwede ka anong tawag dun? May Tagalog term yun, eh? Ka-joiners. Yung tawag din. Oh, ka-joiners. Ka-joiners tawag dun. Dude, look it up. Tingin ka lang sa mga, like, for example, merong Facebook like group that I'm part of, like Shargao, whatever, travelers. Oh, ka-joiners yung ano, yung looking for ka-joiners.
So, legit. So, parang maghahanap ka ng, it's kind of like swingers, but
Yes, exactly. That's actually what it is. Parang ganun nga. So, basically, you, like, if people are trying to save money, they will look for other people to join para makabawas din sila sa group pricing. Yes, ganun siya. Yeah, and it's a good way to meet people too. Like, I've done that a few times.
Ako, sobrang baliktad tayo. The reason why I've actually never traveled before is because I have anxiety when it comes to meeting people while traveling because, I mean, ang daming pwede mangyari. Pwede ka nakawan. Or,
true.
You know, they're just really not nice people. Or like, maiwan kayo and they're just gonna leave you behind or whatever. So parang, I think it's also really hard to travel solo as a female.
Yeah, I wouldn't wanna like, say like it's like that for everybody. For me, for example, I get where you're coming from. I guess.
But I'm not saying that it's impossible. There are a lot of female solo travelers.
Yeah, Kara, our friend Kara, she went solo traveling, then she ended up getting married. Diba? It happens. And I guess the other tip that I would have is, I've always been a fan of solo traveling I don't have that fear of like safety as much as, you know, a lot of some people might, which I get. But the other thing is, like, you don't have to really cater to anybody's time anymore, which I enjoy that aspect of it. So if you do travel solo, you know, you can literally just do anything, like go around and just go. Like,
for you, from the countries that you've traveled before solo, what's the best country to travel solo? In your opinion.
In my opinion? I mean, honestly, I di ba galing ako States, I really like traveling the Philippines. Like, I traveled solo a lot before I started working. Like, I went to Palawan and I went to Cebu and a bunch of other places by myself. The Philippines, A, because A, it's affordable. Walang language barrier for me at the time also. Yeah. So, but I also like traveling Japan solo.
I was about to say, Japan would be really nice.
Maganda siya. And actually, you know, the tip, I mean, the word around the financial sphere is, sobrang mura ngayon sa Japan dahil lang hina ng yen. Okay? Mm. Dati kasi, I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know what's with the economics, like the economic situation of Japan. Dude, dati kasi 100 yen is $1.
Okay.
Parang 75 yen na lang yata is $1. As in, legit, it's super weak yung yen ngayon.
Okay.
Yeah. So, it's a good time to travel to Japan, huh? I would say. And that's what people, my mom is saying, because my mom lives in Japan. She said, this is the time to go travel to Japan if you have chance.
I have seen a lot of people traveling to Japan recently. Mm. So maybe that's one of the reasons why. But I sometimes come across TikToks about like female solo travelers, and I would always see their lists saying, oh, the safest countries to go when you're a female solo traveler.
Mm.
And most of the time I see the Philippines. Honestly. Oh, parang, or maybe it's just like towards my FYP, maybe, kasi I'm Filipino. But yeah, nakikita ko palagi yung Philippines.
You know, as much shit as the Philippines gets, I don't know. Dahil maybe, I don't know if it's because I'm a guy or Pinoy kasi ako. I haven't really ever felt super unsafe anywhere I've been in the Philippines. But I also don't go to unsafe areas, like places that are known for being unsafe. I haven't been to those places, at least in for a long time. Like, I don't stay there. You know, I mean, I'm not going to name drop places that are known as dangerous, but I don't go to those places. I don't know. Have you ever, well, like when traveling, like Cebu or Boracay, like I've never felt unsafe.
I'm not going to say that, you know, it's 100% safe or something, but you will come across like situations and places where in general, it is just unsafe, or in general, it just really happens. For example, there will be times, let's say, taxi drivers would hike up their
prices. That happens.
But it happen. I feel like it happens everywhere. And it's not just specifically in the Philippines. Mm. And but I would have to say, I do agree. I think, you know, like traveling in the Philippines all around is much easier. I think that's the term that I would describe it, because of the, you know, there's no language barrier.
Mm-hmm.
Most Filipinos, they know English. They understand English. Even if, let's say, hindi sila makapag straight English.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Parang, oh, hello, welcome. Ganon. Ganon palagi. Parang, oh, let's eat or something.
And
diba?
It's super, I mean, you know, not to really compare in terms of money, but it's so cheap, man, compared to grabe, legit. I mean, I was talking about last week. Yung dalawang araw mo dito is your budget for like a week sa Siargao. Mm. That, I mean, I did the math. I spent over the course of 2 days is how much I spent over six in Siargao. It's so crazy yung pricing dito sa US. Lalo na pag wala kang ano, ha? Pag wala kang kamag-anak, I don't know how you can vacation here. It's, you're literally gonna spend $150 per day on a hotel. Like, if you're not gonna get a motel, like a ratchet motel, it's gonna cost you minimum 12,000 pesos to stay in a
per night.
So,
yeah, and it's not even like a bougie hotel.
I know, man.
And the thing is, in the Philippines, 10,000 pesos a night, you get like full on breakfast buffet. Ang ganda ng bathtub mo.
Okada na yun, man.
Yeah. Nagulit ako kasi like, I remember when we stayed at IM Hotel.
Mm.
Ganda. It was like, we got like one of the top rooms. Tapos parang, ganda na talaga. As in. Tapos,
tapos may jellyfish parang, pa sa bar nila, di ba? Sa IM diba? Hotel. Di ba?
Tapos kita mo yung buong poblasyon.
Yeah. Ang ganda ng IM Hotel. No?
No, totoo. And it's a really nice spot, especially if, you know, you're in your 30s or 20s. Kasi pagbaba mo, it's all of the bars are there.
Yeah.
You don't even have to get a taxi, parking, wala na yun. So, parang binibenta natin yung IM.
True. All right, let's move on to the next question. This one from Cherry naman, who says, hi, Halala Show. Nabanggit kayo ng Creepsilog sa podcast nila. Pwede kayang mag-collab recording kayo. Yeah, you know, we've always talked about that.
it's always like we've always wanted that, and we met them.
Yeah, right? Yeah. See, Glenn, yeah. Gideon, dude. I mean, I feel like it's easy. It's just a timing thing. It's just a timing thing.
It is. It's a timing thing. But the thing is, like, as in, alam mo, hindi ko talaga alam yung feeling. Pero parang whenever I listen to Creepsilog, para talaga ako nakikinig ng chismisan. And I really appreciate it because I imagine ko na the Leche fans, they also feel the same way. Hopefully, you guys feel the same way. But literally, as in yung parang, may one time nag-drive ako, tapos nakikinig ako ng Creepsilog. Tapos parang yung tumatawa lang ako because of the inside joke. Right. Whatever. Yeah, so hopefully it happens soon and we're gonna make it work. We're really gonna make it work. I like this next question from Gabwin. And I feel like we both have an answer to this. How do you guys cure your hangover?
Oh.
Okay. First of all, this is not an ad.
No.
Beroka. Number one, Beroka.
Effective ba yung Beroka para sa'yo?
Hindi, kasi for me, effective siya. Not just because, you know, there's like vitamins or whatever. But also, if you put it in an like ice cold water, it really jolts you awake. As in, yun yung parang effect sa akin, no? Na parang once I drink it, once it passes through my esophagus, I know.
Goods na.
yung parang, whoa, ganun.
Whoa.
But recently, honestly, and I think I've been denying it, but whenever we go out drinking here and then the next day, alam mo yung naglalakad ka lang sa pedestrian lane, tas bigla kang, whoa. Bakit parang nihilo ako? hindi ko na lang siya ina-attribute to, oh, because I drank before. Naiisip ko na parang, oh, maybe I'm just a little, you know, dizzy. Pero sa totoo, it's because I still have a hangover.
Right.
Pero for me, one of the top things for me talaga is Beroka. I don't know why.
Not coffee? Black coffee? Or
No. Not even. Talaga. I don't like anything warm.
Greasy food? No, gusto not greasy food.
Greasy food
before. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I do before. Pero this is when you already have a hangover.
Yeah, it's...
So, I guess one of the worst hangovers that I've gotten before, I ate like half a box of cereals. I don't know. Hindi siya advisable kasi isusuka mo din siya after. Right. Pero, and then Beroka.
Okay. Yeah. And then Beroka, diba?
Then Beroka. How about you?
Dude, I don't know, man. Because before, yun nga, the next day, greasy food would help. But lately, feel ko after, I don't know, greasy food does not help me anymore. Eh. I don't know why. I think it's age. Eh.
I think what helps is talaga when you're 22.
True. That's just I really the think best your metabolism cure yeah.
is when you're young.
Yeah. Ang hirap na mag-recover from a night of like not even heavy drinking. Like kahit dalawang whatever alcoholic beverages as they call them. Like I've had two alcoholic beverages, whether it be a whiskey or even a beer. Dude, after one or two, the next day, I feel so tired.
Yeah, you're just down.
But I think, feel ko din kasi hindi din sana yung katawan ko eh. You know what I mean? Like, I remember drinking a lot by choice. Now I rarely drink by choice. Like, it's just, like, you know what I mean?
You know the effect.
I feel like I only drink if there's an occasion. And it's mostly to my chagrin. Like, I don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, okay, fine. I don't actively remember the last time I'm like, let's go drink. I don't remember. Yeah. It doesn't happen. I don't do it.
Especially because right now, especially, you know, in this economy, drinking out is just...
Actually,
that's like $100 down the drain already. Kasi syempre, kukuha ka ng chips, kukuha ka ng, di ba? Parang, syempre, kunwari, kukuha ka ng soda water, tonic, yung tonic, ano yan? $20 na kaagad. Di ba yung parang ganun? Bro, as in, ganun siya, like, right now, actually... I have a list of things that I have to check. Like, I have criteria before I can go out drinking. So, alam mo yun, parang, is there a ride? Can we eat first? Sino kasama natin? How much are the drinks? Yung ganun. But obviously, when you're, you know, you're in college, I think that's really when you can like let loose. But I was about to say, actually, feeling ko, because of like all the stress that's been happening and all the changes that's been happening in my life, I need a proper night out. Like literally, I need like shots. And Rihanna, awful. Calvin Harris, this is what you came for.
Baby, this is ganon, what you came
yun yung kailangan ko right now. I just need to let loose.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Alam mo ba? Listen, for me, this is what you came for. That song is like the ultimate party. Like, party mode na ako.
It's a good song.
When that song comes on. As in. So I just need that night. I need one night true. Like that. Anyway.
And drink lots of water. I forgot. That one always works. Drink lots of water. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. This one from Chiclorita. Any tips on balancing responsibilities, school, day job, etc. with rackets and personal projects? Oh, that's a good question. How do you balance? Well, actually, you were more recently in school than I was. So you had school, then you were looking for a job, and then you also were doing side gigs, and then you had your personal like project, like Halala Show. How did you balance all of that?
I think for me, what really helped was acknowledging like an aspect na hindi mo muna kailangan ngayon. So when I was in school, I knew that if I went to and applied for a part-time job, I wouldn't do well with my school. So I think the first thing is, kaya mo ba i-juggle lahat ng yun? Kasi at one point, something's gotta give. Ganun siya eh. Natuto na ako before eh, of like juggling 10 things at once and one would fall through, another one would be like, meh. So parang sayang lang din. You didn't really get anything out of it. So for me, if you do decide to juggle like a job and school and racket, first of all, tanungin mo yung sarili mo, kaya mo ba? And then pag kaya mo, Google Calendar is your friend.
Dude, that's your favorite thing, man.
My guy. As in like, my favorite thing right now, and it's saved me for like a lot of years, Google Calendar is your friend. I don't know what to tell you. That's it. Okay?
It's free.
It's free?
It's free, man.
Like, as in, you know what? Okay, I don't know if this is the 30-year-old in me, but when you put something in your Google Calendar, let's say you're going to Makati or something, that was meeting, ganyan. Yung Google Calendar, maglalagay siya ng picture ng Makati. This sobrang baba ng standards.
Automatic yun?
Talaga ba? Ang ganda. Tapos kunwari maglalagay ka ng study 2 hours, maglalagay siya ng pictures doon ng books. Pen. It's literally the best. I don't know what to tell you.
Damn.
Google Calendar.
Okay.
It's the best.
Okay.
Babo. Grabe, chinabara ko. For me, matagal na ako talagang like calendar slash, what do you call that?
Planner.
Planner girl. Matagal na akong ganun eh. Kasi, you know, like my mind is just all over.
Yeah.
So, I suggest that, you know. Doesn't need to be Google Calendar. It can be Notion or whatever. Diba?
True.
So, yeah. I think that's it.
Yeah, man.
I think we have to end it now.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We'll get to more questions probably next week. By next week, we're gonna try to work out the scheduling for recording. Kasi babalik na ako Pilipinas eh. And then daming ganap she's. We might, I know, I'll just talk to Rika behind the scenes, but we might be releasing a little late next week, but we will still release, okay?
Okay.
All right. But other than that, anything else you want to say, Rika G, plug?
That's it, man. Oh, yeah. So we post like on our climbs on TikTok because it's just really easy.
Yeah.
I get it now, Gen Z. I get it. Just to like, just saying. Mm-hmm. It's so easy to post on TikTok, but yeah.
That's it, man. Just follow us on social media. It's The Halala Show everywhere, except for Instagram, where it's just Halala Show. We also have a Facebook group called The Halala Show Lecce Fam. Go join in on that. A lot of cool conversations going on over there.
And then if you want like recommendations for your, you know, your personal use or whatever, that's where you post. So if you have if you want movie recos or whatever, I'm sure a lot of the other Lecce fans would love to chime in on that. So please join our Facebook group. We also have a Facebook page. And then please email us. It's thehalohaloshow@gmail.com.
Yeah.
For anything, really.
True that. All right. That's it, man. Shall we?
Kailangan na matulog ni JC.
That's true, okay. Dude. I'm dying, bro. Shall we extra song?
Do, do.
Halala Show.
Bye.
Bye bye. Let me end this. All right, let me stop this.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.